Welcome to the Louisiana Sports Download, the ultimate podcast for everything Louisiana prep sports. I'm your host, Hunter Bauer, owner of GoPreps.com, and we're back better than ever for another exciting season of high school sports action. That's right, the high school sports season is here. Before we dive into today's episode, a huge shout out to our presenting sponsor, Chevyland.com. If you're in Shreveport, they're the number one destination for new and used vehicles. But here's the kicker. If you're anywhere in Louisiana, Chevyland offers free delivery with the purchase of a new Chevrolet. So wherever you are, they've got you covered. Now, let's kick off with some quick hits. We're going to do this every week before we really dig into the program. We're going to start off with a couple of just quick notes that is things going around the state, whether it's schedule updates, big milestones, things of that nature. So let's dig right into it. First things first, GoPreps.com, if you missed it, was announced as the digital media partner of the Louisiana High School Athletic Association earlier this month. As the digital media partner of the LHSA, we're incredibly excited about this partnership. And as the official photography provider, we're here to capture all those memorable moments that student athletes, parents, and coaches will cherish forever. That's right. You will see GoPreps.com photographers at all LHSAA-sponsored championship events. We're really excited to be able to take this on, this project on. We're excited to be able to provide everlasting memories for these kids and their parents and coaches. You'll see us at all the championship events, and you'll be able to access the photography portion on our website if you go to GoPreps.com/photos. That's GoPreps.com/photos, starting with volleyball in November. We'll be there capturing the shots, and you'll be able to go on each of our dedicated photographers' website portal and order your pictures from which photographer you like. It can be multiple photographers, it can be one, but we will have plenty of shots available for you to choose from for your student athlete and for your family members. On to the next quick hit. Ongoing lawsuit between the LHSA and 9 of its member schools. Just a couple weeks ago, an injunction was granted against the current definition of select, temporarily reverting the playoff formats back to how they looked before the 2022 season. So if you remember last fall, the executive committee of the LHSA revamped the playoff formats for football, basketball, baseball, and softball, as well as revamping the definition of select to include schools that are labeled such as charter schools, magnet schools, or schools with magnet components, and things of that nature, in addition to your traditional private schools. A group of 9 member schools took the LHSA to court over the select definition, was granted a temporary injunction, and now we're just kind of waiting to see what happens next. But technically, the LHSA playoff formats are reverting back to how they were before they were revamped in the fall of last year. It's a situation we'll be keeping a close eye on. So tune into GoPreps.com, not only with this podcast, but online and on our social media for updates there. Our final quick hit to start out the 2023-2024 LHSA season. GoPreps' live power ratings for football and volleyball are in full swing. Well, volleyball is in full swing. Football will be starting with its first games this weekend. Projections play a crucial role in determining the playoff participants. Now, remember, ours are unofficial. The LHSA's numbers are the official ones. But we take pride in providing accurate projections 24/7 right up to the brackets are revealed. We enjoy doing it. It's really fun for us. But please do remember that ours are unofficial. And that those official brackets and numbers come from the LHSAA. Before we move on, let's give a shout out to one of our supporting sponsors, Red Zone Fundraising. They're the folks behind the newly introduced Red Zone Cup, and this is something that I am very, very excited about this year. The Red Zone Cup is a prestigious award, and it's all about honoring the exceptional achievements of Louisiana high schools in various LHSAA-sanctioned sports. The winning school who accumulates the most points throughout the year in every LHSAA-sponsored sport will be recognized not only on the website and on social media, the GoPreps website and on social media, but they will also get a customized trophy with the Red Zone logo on it to forever remember their achievements that they accomplished as a school. So it's something that is done through throughout college athletics and high school sports around the country. And this is something that we wanted to provide for our student athletes here in Louisiana. So we're really excited about teaming up with the good folks at Red Zone Fundraising to do this. Craig and his team are totally dedicated to helping schools and their programs, at whether they're athletic programs, bands, cheerleaders, whatever it may be. They are dedicated to helping you raise funds for your school, no matter what the fundraising options are. To learn more about it, go to redzonefund.com. That's redzonefund.com. Or you can find the guys on social media at Red Zone Fundraising. Get with them. Get with Craig and the guys. They're really great. They've helped out a ton of schools here in Louisiana with their fundraising efforts. So, again, a really cool highlight that we're excited about starting this year with the Red Zone Cup. And what we'll do is we will provide updated standings at the end of each season. So we'll do one at the end of the fall sports season, one at the end of the winter sports season, and then one at the very end of the season in June to announce the winner. So expect the first standings to come out probably around the end of December, beginning of January, maybe middle of January, depending on how the sports seasons go. And that will be for your football, cross country, swimming, and volleyball championships. So really excited about that, and can't wait to get that going. Let's dig into it. We're high school football is here finally. We can stop trying to fill our time with thinking about football, dreaming about football. We're just excited that it's here and we can get started. A lot of great week one matchups around the state. You know, when I was trying to shrink my nominations for football game of the week, I really had to do it from 10 or 12 games. That's how many, and not just in a single area, from across the state. Something that, you know, I think really, you know, we can attest to how these coaches are, how competitive they are, and how they want to show that competitiveness each and every week, not just during a pre-district or even during district time. They're really wanting to get after it, and I think that speaks volumes for our week one game of the week presented by Chevyland.com. For this week's game of the week, it's Warren Easton taking on last year's non-select Division I state runner-up, the Ruston Bearcats. This game carries extra weight now that Easton's been removed from postseason play due to LHSAA infractions, and we'll talk with Jarrett more about that when we have our interview with him. It's all about pride for the Eagles. They've got the talent to make an impact and maybe play spoiler to a lot of good teams this year, maybe even spoil a couple of undefeated seasons. Keep an eye on All-State back Fred Robertson and the sophomore sensation Thomas Vaughn. Warren Easton head coach Jerry Phillips calls them a 1-2 punch, but even have maybe a couple of more running backs in their arsenal. Ruston, on the other hand, they're determined. They want to get back to New Orleans. They want to win the whole thing this year. And they may have a good chance. They've got a loaded roster, especially on defense. So this is definitely a game you don't want to miss. And we're excited that that's going to be our game of the week this week. We're going to talk with Jared about it when we come back from the break. And we'll also go over some other big time games around the state of Louisiana as well. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this with Jared Roser. We care about you.
At Chevyland, the advantage is yours. The Chevyland Advantage. 2 years, no charge, scheduled maintenance is included with every new vehicle. And for a limited time, take advantage of 0% APR financing for up to 48 months on select new Chevys. Plus, don't forget, every new vehicle we sell comes with a Chevyland Advantage at no extra charge. Chevyland cares
about you. Welcome back, everybody. We are excited to have our first guest on the podcast this season, and that is Jared Roser of Prep Red Zone, Prep Hoops, Louisiana versus all y'all. Did I miss anything, Jared?
I think those are the big ones right now. We got some other projects that haven't quite launched yet to keep an eye out for on the college side, but that's the big ones right now starting out the season.
Guys, if you're not following Jared on social media, please go and do so at Jared Roser on Twitter or X or whatever it's called now. If it's high school football, he knows it. If it's high school sports in general, he knows it. A great expert, a great friend to have to call on and ask about certain teams and players throughout the year. Jared, how's it been going, man? You ready? The season's finally here. Finally.
Yeah, like I've told a couple of coaches in the last week, ready or not, it's here. We're in it. It's full bore now. And that is exciting, as much as we're still trying to get ourselves up to full season form. It's definitely an exciting time of the year every year.
Yeah, you know, it seems like it's been really I don't want to call it an odd summer, but it's been one that I wouldn't certainly had on my bingo card as far as heat issues, things going on in the LHSAA, just kind of, you know, maybe stuff that normally wouldn't happen. And I say normally, you know, we've had COVID and hurricanes and all that in the last 2 or 3 years, but, you know, it certainly seems like the heat has played a big part in preparation for the scrimmages and jamborees and schools starting earlier than it has in the past. What have you heard from, you know, coaches, players, admins at games and practices that you've been? Is it pretty much business as usual? I know, you know, some teams are having to, you know, work around schedules and school and stuff like that. What's the biggest thing that you've heard from coaches and players of such?
Yeah, there have certainly been some impacts of the heat. Just, you know, talking to a couple of coaches here and there that said we couldn't even practice when we were supposed to all of last week or most of last week at different points. And it just makes me think back to spring ball and talking to some of the coaches and student athletes who were saying, yeah, it's great to be out here, but it's so hot. And I said, well, just wait, we're still in late April, early May at this point. Yeah. We were only just getting started with this. And then by the time late June rolled around with some workouts and 7-on-7 stuff, it was pretty miserable. And it seems like kind of a random reference, but How I Met Your Mother, Barney Stinson's it's all Rise mixtape or whatever he had, it just kept going. And you get in the car and it says it's 120 degrees in your car or whatever. And so thankfully there are some precautions in place to keep these young student athletes healthy, but it has created some definite curveballs as they try to get these teams ready to kick off the season.
I know it seems like we just haven't had a normal start to the not only football, but just high school sports in general over the last few years. You know, you've had COVID, you've had some hurricanes here and there. And then now some of the scrimmages and jamborees were either moved back, you know, an hour or two, or even maybe moved another day. Just, you know, last year, it seems like it was rain that they were trying to avoid. And now it's the heat that you're trying to avoid. But that's Louisiana for you, for all those folks who may not be familiar with weather in Louisiana. It can change within the matter of minutes. But anyways, man, let's get down to it. So, you know, for my game of the week, Go Preps, I chose Warren Easton at Ruston. And the only reason, well, one of the many reasons I chose it is I feel like there's a lot of storylines heading into this game. You've got Ruston, who I feel, you know, maybe a really big contender in whatever classification or division they're going to be playing football in late November, December. I feel like they have a legitimate shot at returning to the Superdome in New Orleans. But on the flip side of that, you have a team that just found out a couple of weeks ago that it can't go to the postseason at all. And I feel like that motivates them a lot more to go out, especially against the teams they are going to play this year. Maybe not trying to play spoiler, but playing spoiler a little bit to some of these teams who might go and have an immediate, have a big impact in the postseason. For those who don't know, Warren Easton was banned from the football playoffs this year due to some LHSA infractions. Found that out a couple weeks ago. Still eligible to play during the regular season. Their opponents are still going to get points off of them for power rating projections. You hate to see it, especially, when you have an all-state running back like Fred Robertson coming back and, according to Jerry Phillips, a really good running back core and a good offense in general. Man, what's your take? I think this is going to have a lot of storylines heading in. Overtime game last year, Warren Easton came back, won. Rustin's Dyson Fields was ejected in the first few minutes of the game. I feel like this is a big game in the making.
Yeah, they both have their respective chips on their shoulders. When you look back to last year's game and then everything that you just laid out with what's going on with Easton, two teams that I don't remember exactly in the LSWA preseason polls where I voted each of them. I will say I voted, and I might tick off some folks in other areas of the state, I voted Rustin atop my Class 5A rankings, and I know I had Easton in the top four or five in 4A. And so, you're talking about two elite programs that both had state championship potential and state championship hopes.
Yeah.
And now that Easton team, you wonder how they're going to handle that news of not being able to participate in the playoffs this year. But they've gone out and done quite well in the preseason tune-ups against St. Aug and East St. John, who were two really strong opponents in that scrimmage and jamboree the past couple of weeks. And so it seems like they are carrying it with a sense of motivation and ready to get after some of these top opponents during the regular season and show what they can do. There's talent all over the field on both sides of that matchup. There's a recent history of making dome trips and competing at a state championship level. And so I was kind of planning to hit that one myself Friday until some other things changed up and I'm not going to be able to get up to North Louisiana. But that is one of the top matchups for sure around the state Thursday or Friday, or I haven't looked at even Saturday's schedule cause I'll be with some college action, but it was a super exciting way to kick off 2022, and it should be a super exciting way to start off 2023.
Yeah, absolutely. How does Rustin respond? They go to the Superdome last year, first time in, many years. Really great team. Looking at some of the notes that Coach Ball sent me during the preseason, lost a good bit on offense, but they bring back maybe some key players in key positions. But it seems like their defense is loaded from what I can see on this sheet. It was last year a Cinderella season. Can they do it again this year? And if so, is Warren Easton going to be that bar that they have to set if they can beat a good Easton team? Will that translate into, hey, we may be able to make another run this year?
Yeah, I do think that they are quite capable of making another run. You mentioned that stout defense and how much returns on that side of the ball, including some commitments to Louisiana schools, Ahmad Bro and Jaden Mayfield and company, Zarek Hill and that next class, a fantastic linebacker, and a guy that Louisiana Tech jumped on, Aiden Anding, becomes a bigger playmaker in that secondary along with some of the returning pieces they already had there. Aiden is a guy that I knew more from the basketball side. And then he shows up to a Louisiana Tech camp this summer and picks up an offer. Cause he's just, he's a freak athlete back there. And so the defense I think is extremely strong again, despite some of the big shoes they have to fill in some spots, including up front. On offense, you know, they have a new quarterback and they have to replace Dyson Fields in the backfield. Yeah. But Josh Brantley, the junior quarterback, is one of my favorite quarterbacks in Louisiana right now. I think is really gonna have an opportunity in his first year as the guy on varsity, is gonna have an opportunity to show more people what he's capable of. They have Jordan Hayes back in that backfield at running back, and I mean, Rustin hasn't been shy on running backs in recent years, and they won't be this year with Jordan kind of leading the way. And we're seeing a little bit in the preseason lead up this freshman Ahmad Hudson, who I think is a top athlete in both football and basketball in that 27 class, is already making big plays, catching passes. And so when you add some more of that really, really dynamic ability on the outside with everything that comes back, I think they're certainly one of the top few teams in 5A. If not, as I said, I voted them number one to start out the year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, talking about Jordan Hayes, over 1,100 yards last year, and he wasn't even a starter. That's when you had Dyson Fields. And Dyson Fields was a really good athlete. But then you also have to talk about the run game that Warren Easton provides. And reading an article from Chris Dabe over at NOLA.com, when he was talking to Coach Phillips, it's almost like a 1-2-3-4 punch coming from the Eagles. Not only do you have Fred Robertson, but you have sophomore Thomas Vaughn. And he mentioned a couple of other backs in that core. But then he also was talking about Greg Donaldson, the dual threat quarterback, who had 153 passing yards and, you know, half a game last week in a touchdown. So it really seems like it's going to be who's ever defense makes the first mistake, because you've got such a strong running game from both sides. You know, I just feel like this is going to be old school type football. If you're a high school football fan in general, you need to go watch this game. I think this is going to be a good game, especially after what happened last year with the overtime overtime win in New Orleans for Warren Easton. Talk about,
for everything I said about Rustin, I don't want Easton folks to think I'm not extremely high on that football team. And
they're
and
really good.
You just mentioned Fred Robertson can be gone in a hurry for six. Absolutely. From anywhere on the field. Greg Donaldson, a guy who is an all district defensive back a year ago, is now full-time quarterback starter. And I was really impressed with him in Easton 7-on-7 performances that I got a chance to see them this summer, spreading the ball around, just making good decisions, but also being able to push the ball downfield and get it outside to some of those playmakers that they have in the receiving core. And I like a lot of what they have on defense. The secondary is really, really strong again. Wallace Foster returns from his injury last year. And so I don't want my mid-city guys to think I have forgotten about them. They are more than capable of winning this game and many, many more throughout the season.
Yeah, I mean, certainly, you know, some exciting matchups to start the season. You know, Rustin has never – Coach Ball has never been afraid to play the big teams, the great teams, and Warren Easton is certainly one of those. It's, you know, it's a shame that they're not going to be able to go to the postseason, because I certainly think they had a team that was going to be able to compete, especially in that Division I against your John Curtises and your Acadianas and Alexandrias and all of them. But – certainly, you know, something that they can build on and prepare the underclassmen for the future. You know, Jerry Phillips said, you know, we're going to take this year as a motivation year and get ready for a strong run next year. So I'm not going to put you on the spot. I'm not going to ask you for a prediction, but what are some quick keys from each team if they want to see victory Friday night?
Good. Yeah. Cause I have no idea what my prediction would be, but I think, really, as much as we talk about some of these playmakers on offense, and I think we're going to see some really explosive plays, it goes back somewhat to what you were talking about with defenses and who makes mistakes when, and ultimately, while it could end up being another high scoring game, which defense is able to step up with more timely stops and just get the ball back away from that opposing offense. And, you know, I don't know if it ends up being another, whatever it was last year, 50 to 48 or 52-50 or whatever it was. But I think there's going to be a lot of points, a lot more points than these defenses would allow to most other opponents.
Yeah.
But that ultimately there's going to be some spots where you see those, the strength of those defenses step up and get off the field when they really need to. And whichever one does that more, and potentially even, you know, a takeaway here or there ends up kind of swinging, which should be a fantastic matchup.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's just one of many games. You know, I had to, when I was considering game of the week, I had to condense it down to four or five, but there certainly could have been 8, 9, 10 games for their own reasons that could have been game of the week nominees. So game of the week, Warren Easton, Ruston, Friday night up in Ruston. Be sure to check that out if you're up there in the Northeast Louisiana area. Some other games that I kind of had on my mind, and you can kind of dive into some that maybe you're looking at. Probably the game I'm most excited about is Evangel going over to Ruston tomorrow night, Thursday night. Evangel struggled the last couple of years, very young. Seems like they're a lot more experienced this year. You know, they got Josh Booty's twin sons, quarterback and receiver, Denny Duron at the head. He's won a ball game or two, won a state championship or two in his day. But going up against a really good Neville squad that, you know, a lot of people think that they're going to have a team to make a deep run. What do you see out of this contest? Because I feel like that's going to be an exciting game for a week one contest.
Yeah, that was when I was originally making my way north this week. I was hitting that one on Thursday and then the Ruston Easton game on Friday. And so it was a complete flip side. It was a low scoring battle. Points were tough to come by last year.
Yeah.
And I think we see maybe a few more points this year, but I don't know how many. I think it will be a defensive battle. Once again, there's a lot of strength in the trenches for both of those teams. And so folks that want to see an old school slugfest, they got it last year between Neville and Evangel, and they should get it for the most part this year. I won't be surprised if those Fulgham brothers can link up and maybe hit a play here or there or vice versa on the other side if Neville can pop a big run. But I think this is a low scoring one that the defenses really intrigue me. You know, you've got Gabe Relaford, one of the top prospects in the state, and that Evangel front seven. Tyreek Robinson, a speedster going both ways, is someone I really like for Evangel that I think is kind of overlooked at times from a recruiting perspective, but he just had a great scrimmage or jamboree. I know against Wichita where he had a big night. And so he heads into the season with some momentum. Johnny Casey, a young DB that I really liked this offseason, 7-on-7 for Evangel. On the flip side, Brody Watley, a 25 prospect for Neville on the end, is kind of the next fantastic high-level power five edge rusher for those Tigers. And their young and up-and-coming DB, Juju Barnes, is someone that I like a lot to go with. Neville has all kinds of talent in that secondary and all over the field. Juju is kind of on the rise and I think has a chance to be a really stellar prospect for that 26 class. But that's one that I wish I was having a chance to get back up to, to Forsyth Avenue, my old – for a couple of years there, stomping grounds where I spent a lot of Friday nights when I was at the News Star.
Yeah, most certainly. And, you know, I'm praying that, you know, we haven't had rain in the last 30, 40 days and it's rained a couple of days down here in Lake Charles. So I'm hoping the rain stays away this weekend across the state so we can have some good football. I know that Neville and Evangel want to have some non-inclement weather for their game, unlike last year. Really quick, some other games across the state there, you know, just that I caught, Acadiana, Lafayette Christian. You've got St. Thomas More and Alexandria. Talk about, you know, some other games that maybe have caught your eye real quick and maybe some you'll be attending this weekend.
Yeah, so the Ash and Karen Crow is this week. Ash STM's the following week, I'm pretty sure.
Karen Crow, yes, I'm sorry. Yes, St. Thomas More. Yeah, you're right. My bad.
No, all good. I mean, it's, you know, we have some great matchups. It seems like we've got more and more really high profile marquee out of district matchups every year. And so we get both of those Alexandria matchups in back-to-back weeks here. Hit on a lot of the ones I'm looking at. Be at Lafayette Christian Acadiana again Friday, partially because it's a great matchup, partially because top ranked prospect Dominic McKinley is set to announce his college decision that afternoon before the game. So a lot going on out in Scott, Louisiana on Friday afternoon. One that's a little bit more under the radar that I really like is St. Charles Catholic and Archbishop Shaw, another one that should be a low scoring defensive battle. I don't know if it's kind of the word has gotten out quite yet that Hank Tierney has Shaw back to a point where they're talking about potential dome runs already in year two with Tierney back on the West Bank. And I love that defense and was impressed with some of their playmakers that I didn't know as much about on offense this past week when I saw them in their scrimmage against St. Aug. And so that's one that if you like to see what some defenses and special teams can do and you can get out to Shaw, St. Charles, that's a really nice one. But you hit on, I think, a lot of the other ones that are kind of top of mind. Notre Dame and Southside is one on Thursday night. Yeah. That's interesting to me. Brother Martin and Madison Prep. So folks all over the state have some options. And what, North DeSoto and Airline, is that this week as well?
That's this week.
Yeah, so everywhere in the state, you know, you've got a chance to see some great football right off the bat.
And I think that's something that's really important to get the season off to a good start is, you know, no matter, you know, what area of the state you're in, you're going to have some marquee matchups, whether it's a Thursday or Friday night. You can go to, you know, games Thursday and Friday. It doesn't matter. But certainly, you know, talking about Shaw and St. Charles, that's definitely one that's been under the radar. Hank Tierney just, you know, he wins wherever he goes and he has great success. And it's no surprise that, you know, people are talking about a dome run for Shaw. I mean, he took Ponchatoula 2 years ago to the Superdome and had a great run with them. And certainly St. Charles is, you know, they don't rebuild, they just reload down there. So they're just a really good fundamental football team. Yeah, man, you know, excited. We've got great games. I think it's going to be a good week of high school football. Praying the weather stays away. And Jared, I appreciate your time coming on and giving your insight. Like I said, you're one of the experts when it comes to high school sports coverage. Real quick, before we let you go, let people know where they can find you on social media.
Yeah, a lot of my typical, I call like quick highlights during the course of the game that I've done for years now will be on Louisiana versus All Y'all Twitter feed on Thursday and Friday nights and Saturdays when I get a chance to get out there, you know, when I'm not at a college game on Saturdays. And so I haven't figured out definitively which game I'll be at Thursday night yet, but there will be some highlights hitting Louisiana versus All Y'all and then Friday night at Lafayette Christian and Acadiana.
Awesome. Well, yeah. If you don't follow Jarrett, go do it right now. Again, at Jarrett Roser, at least on Twitter, go follow. He'll be at games throughout the whole season and culminating in the Superdome. And then who knows, he may show up at some basketball, baseball, softball games. And so he'll have great insight on that too. So Jarrett, man, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you again later in the season.
Yes, sir, man. Always a pleasure anytime. We care about you.
At Chevyland, the advantage is yours. The Chevyland Advantage. 2 years, no charge, scheduled maintenance is included with every new vehicle. And for a limited time, take advantage of 0% APR financing for up to 48 months on select new Chevys. Plus, don't forget, every new vehicle we sell comes with a Chevyland Advantage at no extra charge. Chevyland cares
about you. Alrighty, folks, we are back. That was a great interview with Jared. Always insightful. Great to have him not only as a colleague in this field, but as a friend. Can always count on him to educate me on everything that's going on around the state that we can't get to. Just a quick reminder, listeners, you can catch every score and every game live on GoPreps.com starting now. Starting this week, Thursday games, Friday games, Saturday games, you will be able to see every score from every game, every week on gopreps.com with our live scoreboards, as well as our updated power rating projections that accumulate throughout each season. And that is not just with football, but for other sports such as volleyball, basketball, baseball, and softball as well, regarding the power ratings. But again, you can catch every score and every game live on gopreps.com for football with our live scoreboards. Before we wrap things up, just want to touch on some happenings in volleyball, cross country, and swimming. They kicked off their seasons this week as well. These athletes work very hard. They are dedicated to their craft. And if you are in an area where these teams are competing, go support them. Give them all your support. They need it. They deserve it. They worked hard for it. In volleyball, Slidell pulled off an emotional victory under the leadership of their first-year head coach, Danny Tolis, the other night. The reason this is special is not only did they battle Fountain Blue to a four-set battle in which they won, it was the first time in 7 years that they beat Fountain Blue. And Tolis, who's no stranger to success, was the head coach at Fountain Blue last year before making the move over to Slidell. That's right. Tolis won a Division I state title in 2011. Fountain Blue won multiple state titles at other schools, but made the move in the offseason to Slidell, led the Tigers, the Lady Tigers, to their first victory over this rival in several seasons. So it was really cool to see and read about Joseph Holm with the St. Tammany Farmer. Dug into this and talked about how special it was. So go support him in that paper. It was really, really good to hear and see that. But we just wanted to shout out to Slidell and Coach Tolis for their win over Fountain Blue the other night. I know that was big for that community. In other news, cross country and swimming, I think there are multiple cross country meets taking place this week. Go support these kids. Go out there. Seems like the weather's getting a little bit nicer now, so we'll see. Go and support these kids swimming. They're quick seasons, and before you know it, it's going to be November, and they're going to be competing for championships. So they need that support along the way. Again, we're just so excited about the start of the high school sports season. And again, we're excited to bring you comprehensive coverage of high school sports in Louisiana. GoPreps.com is fully committed to doing what it can to keep fans, student athletes, and coaches updated throughout each sports season, starting with volleyball, football, cross country, and swimming. I just can't contain the excitement anymore. We're ready. Friday night, we'll be in here, and we'll be reporting football scores through the night. So be sure to tag us on social media if you're reporting scores, if you're out there reporting scores, or email me at hbauer, B-O-W-E-R, hbauer, at gopreps.com, and that's G-E-A-U-X. And that's a wrap for today's episode of the Louisiana Sports Download, brought to you by Chevyland.com. Remember, if you're in Shreveport or anywhere in Louisiana, Chevyland's got your vehicle needs covered with free delivery for new Chevrolets. Thank you for tuning in today, and stay tuned for more in-depth analysis, interviews, and all the action from Louisiana Prep Sports right here on the Louisiana Sports Download. I'm Hunter Bauer, and we'll talk to you next week.